It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. When the next Summer Olympics are held in 2021, they will be called the Games of 2020. Using an odd-numbered year was out of the question, said the governor of Tokyo on Tuesday, as officials finally announced one of the biggest postponements yet in the global fight against the coronavirus. Call it what you will, the Standard's own Michael Marks reports the reality of this situation hits home for some Texas athletes.
Vincent Hancock had planned to practice yesterday. The Fort Worth resident is a two-time gold medalist in skeet shooting, following a routine as part of his success. But once he got to the range...
I shot one round and was just totally... I was like, you know what? It's not even worth it for me to be out here right now because I'm not into this.
He was deflated by the Olympics being postponed. Hancock qualified for his fourth games earlier this month, and he had a training plan all mapped out to ensure peak performance in late July. Now...
Yeah, I'm just going to have to rethink everything.
It's a feeling that Olympians and Paralympians from across Texas share. Deja Young is a Paralympian from Mesquite who competes in the 100 and 200 meter dash.
My heart dropped to my stomach. It was just like, wow, this is actually real. Not saying that I didn't think the pandemic was real or anything, but it really set in. It just feels a sense of loss. I feel kind of unsure about what's next and just a little anxious.
She spent most of the last 2 years living and practicing at the Olympic Training Center near San Diego. Most of the resources at the facility are closed, but the track is still open, so Young is still practicing. As rumors started that the games could be pushed back, though, she found herself losing steam.
And you can kind of feel that sense at the track sometimes with everyone there. It's kind of just like, man, we're here, but why?
It's not that she's unhappy or ungrateful for the opportunity. It's just hard to keep focus with so much uncertainty in the air. Despite that, the letdown's been tinted with some relief for athletes like Michelle Carter.
For me, it's like just not knowing. You're holding your breath, trying to still keep in mind, like, the Olympics could be. Let me still train as if it is. But now that we know for sure that it's going to be next summer, it's just like, okay, cool.
That doesn't mean that training will be any easier. Carter won gold in the shot put in 2016, but right now, the Red Oak native can't get into a gym to lift weights, which is pretty important for a shot putter. Her normal throwing spot, the Jesse Owens Memorial Athletic Complex in South Dallas, that's now being used as a social services center because of the virus. Carter's practicing at DeSoto High School in the meantime, which is fine by her.
I just need a shot put ring and a toe board, and I'm good to go, an open space.
It's harder for other athletes to find a place to practice, though. Caitlin Eaton is from Houston and plays on the U.S. women's wheelchair basketball team.
I don't think any of us have access to an actual basketball court as of right now.
She's used to playing every day, but hasn't been on a court in over a week and a half. With no access to weights, Eaton said the team's trainer advised them to lift canned food or milk jugs. Like other athletes, Eaton is disappointed, but knows postponing was the right thing to do for public health. And there is a silver lining.
You know, you're with this team for so long and for 4 years, and then after Tokyo, the sad part is it comes to an end. Some people retire, some people don't come back. So this just gives us an opportunity to be together for one more year, which is something to celebrate.
It's unclear exactly when that parting will happen. No exact date's been set for either the Olympics or Paralympics. In the meantime, the athletes who will compete in them will stay ready as best they can. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.